I told you some of these questions gonna sound funny, but Lots, let me tell you something. If you've seen barrels that have, you know, have maybe wine or maybe they've got molasses in them or something like that, and they knock a hole in them and they stick something in it also that you can turn. What do you call that to let the...
Well, that's a
sausage too. All right. What do you call the thing out in the yard or in the garden and you put your hose on it and you turn on the water and...
Spray?
Beg pardon?
Spray.
No, it would be just the thing that you turn the water on with out in the yard. You know, where the water comes out of the pipe in the yard. What would you call that?
Oh, I ever said that. I'd just take it in a bucket and then have a spray and pour it in and spray it in the yard and on the flowers. I just call it a water spray.
All right. What do you call the paper thing that you put groceries in at the grocery store or at the store here? You know,
I call them paper bags.
Well, that's fine. What do you call a large bag that's made out of real coarse cloth and sometimes potatoes or even coal or even, there's one right under there.
Toe sack.
What do you call an instrument that you blow, a musical thing that you blow on, has lots of different sounds, you just can run it on.
I call them French horn.
That's what most people call them. What do you call something that you hold between your teeth and your twang?
Oh, I could goose on.
What do you call the thing that carpenters use, and you may have used it sometime too, but they use it and they got two things like this on each end. There's a straight board in between. They put them out for boards to be laid across the lake and saw on them. You know what I'm talking about? I may not be saying that very well. Let me draw a picture of it. I'm sorry now, I didn't understand. It's called what?
A draw hog. You see, you put planks on them, clean them, and then you lay them on there. And throw them off. I didn't know what you told me.
It's called a draw horse.
No draw horse. You generally have two when you build a house.
Yeah, that you can spread them out over.
Yeah.
Well, what do you call that? The thing for holding firewood that's shaped like an X, and that you put the piece of firewood up in there, and then you can cut it off. What do you call that?
I just call that a sawing rack.
All right. You know something? I've had several people say that. That I've talked to, and I've got all sorts of names down here for that, and I don't have that down. That's just strange to me. I mean, you know, that I don't have that word down, because everybody...
Well, I told you all I could do is just tell you what I call things.
Well, you call it what everybody else seems to call it, too.
Well, I call it just what I've always known it to be called.
Have you ever seen one of these pieces of, you know, the kids play out in the school grounds, you know? And they have this thing that's set up on a board or on a log, and then another board or log sits over it like that, and they just balance up and down on it.
Seashell horse, I call it. Most drag on
them. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? You know, one of those things that you put
up. It's fastened on the box, you know.
And you just what do you call that?
Well, merry-go-round.
Just a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
What do you call a flat piece of stone to sharpen knives on?
Well, that's a whetstone.
All right.
Or a grindstone.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a bed on the floor when, like, for instance, not that kind of a bed there, but a bed that you would, and not one with a frame, but one that you just sort of put the bed clothes on the floor.